What's the question? What is the difference between Shruti, Smriti?
Naya.
Yes, I was reading all the chapters and there's a table in that book. Essence of Bhagavad Gita, the chapter of the Vedas.
Yeah.
And that's why telling all the Shruti, Smriti.
Yeah, well that, the Shrutis, of course Shruti means Shrotam, Shrota or hearing. Of course, the other point is, firstly, before we answer the question, is that when we ask questions, it's not like it's just some kind of question-answer bank. The main principle behind asking questions is ask questions of vital importance. This is the whole topic of the first canto of the Bhagavatam. If you read the first canto of Bhagavatam, the sages were appreciating, and Sutta Goswami was appreciating the questions of the sages because they were asking relevant questions that were relevant to the purpose of life. Like they ask a question, for one is about to die, what should he hear about? And so we can ask questions about anything, but questions should be specifically asked that will improve our service to the Lord, improve our surrender to the Lord. Because as far as questions, you can ask millions of questions. Well, you know, Prabhupada said that the moon is closer than that the moon is further away than the sun. But the material scientists say that the sun is 93 million miles away and the moon is only 800,000 miles away. So please, can you explain this? So whatever I say is whatever I can repeat from what I've heard from Prabhupada. What's the value of that question? What's the value of that answer? It's just some gyan. It's just some irrelevant knowledge in one sense. No, it's not so really important. But we should try to clarify things so we can remove our doubts about Krishna or about devotion or about ourselves. In other words, we want to learn the science of serving Krishna and learn the science of loving Radha and Krishna and surrendering to them. So questions are related to that. Because as far as Vedic Dharma and Vedic philosophy, you can ask millions of questions. As I've often repeated, they say that a fool can ask more questions than a wise man can answer. Someone may be full of wisdom, but he may be in front of a foolish person, and a foolish person may ask unlimited questions. So not implying that you're foolish, or that's a foolish question, but we should consider that it's not like any questions, oh, let me think of a question. Well, why do they put elychee in sweet rice?
I was supposed to take that lecture and just struck off that portion because I couldn't understand exactly the. It was written that Srimad. I couldn't understand that is Srimad Bhagavatam part of the 18 Puran? 18 Puranas are there.
And yeah.
So,
you know, then,
I was being confused about that topic.
Yeah, there's. In other words, Shrutis, first of all, the Shrutis are the original knowledge. Knowledge began with Vishnu's breathing. And originally there was one Veda. Atharva Veda was one Veda. That was a Shruti. The original Veda was called Atharva. Then Atharva was broken into four branches. Yajur Veda, Rig Veda, Sama Veda. So these four Vedas became known as the Shrutis. The original spoken knowledge. Heard, spoken and heard. There were no books, nothing written down. This ancient eternal wisdom, Shrutis. Then Smritis were books that are written as explanations of the Shrutis. They're usually written later. They're compiled later. Commentaries or explanations of these original Shrutis are called Smritis. So the Smritis include the Puranas and Upanishads, all these things. So then Naya is a form of philosophy which you can say came somewhat later, but that's logic. But in terms of the principle of Naya, Naya is also there in the Shrutis. The Shrutis are also based on logic, and so are the Smritis. But Naya is a particular branch of philosophy. Naya,
understand. Because it doesn't matter if you can't understand by hearing and you can think by your own logic. But I was confused that.
Yeah, Naya just means, you know, of course Naya is a science, and it's a Vedic science of Naya. Lord Chaitanya studied Naya in Navadvipa. Navadvipa is a center for Naya. Naya is a type of philosophy all based on logic, but it's not transcendental. It's not a parashaya. Whereas the shrutis are a parashaya, they're transcendental. And the smritis are considered transcendental. But within the shrutis and smritis, there's also naya. It's also logic. But the specific question, if you want to be specific and try to understand the Bhagavatam, this is a very interesting debate. Or not debate, but it's just described by some of the commentators in the first canto of Bhagavatam. Because it's written that Vyasadeva, he wrote all the Vedic literature, he compiled and wrote down all the different Vedas. They were already existing and hearing, they were already floating around and people speaking about them. So he captured it all and put it in paper, wrote it down, let's say, in palm leaves. There wasn't any paper. He wrote it down in palm leaves to preserve the knowledge. That was his job as a literary incarnation. Vedanta Krit means I am the compiler of the Vedas, and that's referring to the Vyasadeva, Vyasa avatar of Krishna. Shaktiveh, he's a Shaktivesh avatar. He's a jiva empowered with Shakti, Bhagavan Shakti. Shaktivesh, he's a jiva with all the power of God, just like Parashuram. Parashuram is one of the avatars, but he's Shaktivesh. He's a jiva, he had all the power to kill all the Kshatriyas in India 21 times. But then when Ram came, he withdrew all the power. He took the Shakti from him. Just like you have a wire connecting to the powerhouse, you know, 440 volts, and you have all kinds of machinery and big factory or 600 or 1200 volts or how many volts. And then they cut your line. And then your factory is worthless. There's no power. You can't make anything because they cut your line. Hey, what happened? Hey, you didn't pay the bill. That's it. So Parashuram had a lot of power, 3000 volts, 10,000 volts. Then Ramachandra came, hey, you're out. You're over. You're done your work. I'm the avatar now. So he withdrew all the power, and Parashuram went off to the Himalayas to become a Chiranjeev. He's one of the Chiranjeevs. He's Jeev. In Jiva Shakti, Jiva Tattva. We're also Jiva Tattva, and Parashuram is also. But he's one of the avatars, right? Keshavadrita Brigopati Rupa Brigopati. Right? The father of Brigo, I think, is Parashuram. Is that right? You don't know? Das avatar. Keshavadrita Brigopati? I think that's about Parashuram. He's a pati, he's the father of Brigo. At any rate, Parashuram is Shaktivesh. So Vedavyas is Shaktivesh. So his Shakti was to compile everything, write everything down. So he wrote down everything. So he wrote down the Upanishads and he wrote down the Puranas. Puranas are histories, Upanishads are philosophy. So then in the Puranas, he wrote down the 18 Puranas. So there's 6 Sattvic Puranas, 6 Rajasic, and 6 Tamasic. So among the 6 Sattvic Puranas, one of them is called Bhagavat Puran, Vishnu Puran, like this. So Bhagavat Puran is a Sattvic Puran. So he's compiled all the Vedic literatures, and then still he's unhappy, he's despondent. This is in the first canto. He's very unhappy. So then his guru comes. His guru is Narada Muni. Narada Muni is the guru of Vyasadeva. He said, oh, my disciple, why are you so unhappy? Why are you so disturbed? So I wrote all these books, but I'm not happy. He said, that's because you haven't described the sweetness of Braja Ras. You haven't described the sweetness. You haven't brought out the sweetness of the Braja Ras, and you haven't revealed the sweetness of Gopi Bhav, Madhurya Bhav. He already wrote Vishnu Puran, and he already wrote Bhagavat Puran. In Vishnu Puran and Bhagavat Puran, the pastimes of Krishna are there, and also in Skanda Puran and Padma Puran, and many Purans. And Padma Puran has Krishna's Braja Leela. Vishnu Puran has Krishna's Braja Leela. Bhagavat Puran has Krishna's Braja Leela. But it was Bina Ras. It was missing the Ras. Because you read Vishnu Puran, you'll see it's very dry. It's something. So then what did he do? Because people say, well, wait a minute, if he already wrote the Bhagavad Puran, then how is it says here that he sat down and he wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam? Because it says that after his full deliberation on all the Vedas, and this is the comment, then Srimad Bhagavatam is a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Right? It's said like that, Vedanta Sutra. It's a natural commentary in the Vedanta Sutra. But what he did, it's explained that he wrote the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam was already written as one of the 18 Puranas, but he hadn't brought out the Braja Ras. So then, Bhagavat Puran, He wrote 18 Purans. One of the 18 Purans is Bhagavat Puran. It was written already. Then he met his guru, trying to listen. And he was despondent. So then he meditated deeply. And then in his deep meditation, Vyasadeva's deep meditation, he had a darshan of Braj Leela. And then, in that meditation, then he annotated the Bhagavat Puran. He rewrote it. Second edition, Bhagavat Puran. It was already written. He wrote it again. Editing. He rewrote it. It's called annotation. And this is called, this now when he wrote it, it's called Samadhi Bhashya. The term is Samadhi Bhashya. Bhashya means language. Bhashya, Braj Bhash, like this. So in his Samadhi, Braj Samadhi, he rewrote the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the 10th canto, specifically the 10th canto, and where he brought out all the actual rasa. So that's why now, to this day, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is also called Bhagavat Puran, it's the same book, is called a Rasa Shastra. But before he entered the Samadhi Bhashya under the guidance of Narada Muni, it was a Puran. Puran means it has to have five qualities to be a Puran. It has to be history, it has to be philosophy, like this. There's five characteristics of a Puran. So now the Bhagavat Puran had those five characteristics, but now it was imbued with Ras, Braja Ras, Madhurya Ras, Sakhi Ras, Vatsali Ras. So this is the explanation of the Acharyas. The Puran is already written, and then he wrote it again, or annotated it, or improved it. New and improved. When they sell products in the market, they come out with a product. Shaktis, or Rin Shakti soap powder. And then you buy it. And then 2 months later, they say, improved! And then after a while, they even throw that out and they say, Rin Advanced. And they say, what happened to Rin Shakti? Oh no, that no more Shakti. No, I want Rin Shakti. No, they don't make that anymore. No, it's Rin Advanced. Oh, Shakti. Okay, give me Rin Advanced. So this is Advanced Bhagavatam. New Improved Bhagavatam. Enriched. And vitamin enriched. New Improved Horlicks. Horlicks powder. Enriched with vitamins. Bhagavat enriched with Ras. Prem Ras, Braja Ras, New Improved Bhagavat. It's the same company, same Tata, Hindustan Lever. It's the same company, Vyas Enterprises, but it's a New Improved Bhagavat. So this solves the dilemma of this. So that was the final writing of Vyasadeva was his New Improved edition of the Bhagavat Puran, rasa enriched with that special Braj flavor. Try it, you'll like it. Hare Krishna.